Imagine you are tied to a large rock and are underwater. The water is deep, and the rock is much heavier than you. You could swim and paddle as hard as you possibly could, and you still wouldn't break the surface. So what ends up happening? You drown. Now imagine you work for some big corporation, of course in some lower level. You work for them for years, and although your job title may change, your rank in the company doesn't. Life goes on, though, and prices rise. Your paycheck doesn't, though. So what happens? You lose money. In both situations, you have exerted a massive amount of energy on something just to go absolutely nowhere. Furthermore, the outcome of your hard work has resulted in the depletion of you. Now imagine you are some factory worker during the 19th century in London. That is all you are, some factory worker, easily replaceable and of no real value. Yet times are tough. So you continue working unreasonably hard to receive very little in return. Again, you have exerted too much of yourself not to get anywhere. In each situation, there is something holding you back, the rock being the most obvious. But in the other two situations, there is a glass ceiling of sorts that is preventing you from moving anywhere. One instance is set in present day, and the other is set over a century ago. Yet these two instances are essentially the same thing. So has nothing changed? Well, apparently not if we are still trying to break that barrier between those who gain money but do very little, and those who lose money but work very hard. How does this relate to Marx, though? Because it is the exact same battle he was trying to resolve. He stated that we were essentially chasing our tails, running in circles, trying to find a solution, and stumbling on the exact same thing every time, paying more attention to ourselves than to those around us. We have been living in a tunnel-visioned world. It is time to see the bigger picture, the one Marx could see. So of course his ideology is relevant today. It seems to be the only humane solution to an inhumane society that we continually force ourselves into. Like Marx said, it is time for the workers of the world to unite so that they can break free from the ropes that have connected them to their rocks, so that they may no longer drown.